The German government has terminated the contract of a firm that found accommodation for migrants after an offensive email exchange between staff members was leaked to the national press. The emails make jokes about refugees, which neither the authorities nor the public found funny. Emily Su reports from Berlin.
Imagine if you're running a company and it receives a 5,000 euro donation. What would you do? Well, it's only logical to discuss with your employees what to do with the money and how to put it into good use. But for this one private refugee housing management firm in Germany, when one employee suggested building a sand pit for the children in the homes, the black humor in this supposedly normal and professional conversation simply spiraled out of control. While the director of one refugee home, going by the name of Peggy M, she replied to that proposal of the sand pit, saying that it will very quickly become a big ashtray or a local toilet. She then suggested the company to build a small child guillotine. They responded saying that it's a good suggestion, and then began forwarding pictures of guillotines and beheaded people. Peggy Ann then responded to these photos, complaining about the mess that these beheadings will make. And this triggered her managing director, presumably her boss, saying that nobody will want to clean up the mess, and said that it's a better job for, quote, the maximally pigmented, with an apparent reference to skin color. And this sort of very offensive back and forth continued until in the end, someone even suggested to build large volume crematorium to dispose the bodies. These offensive leaked emails, of course, triggered a very strong reaction from the German government, with the German social affairs minister describing the email exchange as unspeakable and cannot be explained or excused in any way.
The firm's lawyer tried to play down the exchange, saying that autocorrect was responsible for the word guillotine.